Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires. I hate to start the day for you with a somber news, the passing away of Jayananda Warnavira. He was 64 years old, former cricketer for Sri Lanka, bowled quickish off-spin and a wonderful human being, personal friend of mine. Now, Warnavira was in charge of the Galle International Cricket Stadium, and we all know the amount he contributed to Sri Lanka cricket in particular, and especially in nursing that grounds. And he brought about a new dimension, in all honesty, and people don't even know about it apart from his great talent for cricket. He is the one who actually initiated the way of how to cover the entire field using manual labor when rain hits a ground. He was pretty instrumental and no one knows about it. And then, you know, the way he conducted the affairs at Galle International Cricket Stadium, the way he got the covers on soon as rain started and removed the covers professionally was fantastic to watch. So we convey our deepest sympathies on behalf of all of you and www.goforgold along with my co-host Lakit Pires. Thank you for the memories, Jayananda Warnavira, sir, as I call you always, and may you rest in peace and rise in glory. Right, now let's dive straight into a wonderful game of cricket yesterday, where Australia, the defending champions, have qualified for the semi-finals after thumping Bangladesh by 10 wickets in a one-sided game. All credit must be given to Bangladesh for winning the toss and electing to bat first. And against the top quality bowling attack, Bangladesh made 198 for 8. All credit to them. But I think leg spin of both Alina King and Georgia Warren was a little too much for the Bangladeshi batters to chew. Rubaiyah Haider made 44. And Subhana Monastery made 66. She was pretty lucky though because she was caught when she was on 35 behind the wicket by Alisa Healy. But they did not go upstairs for DRS. It was a caught behind of the glove. But these things happened. We saw the amount of mistakes that New Zealand made against Sri Lanka. Now, as far as Australia are concerned, of course, they are the far superior side compared to all the teams that are taking part in this World Cup. But they did have a few blocks in the fielding yesterday. It was not clinical like they normally are. Lots of catches being dropped behind the wickets. Alisa Healy, honestly, did not have a good time behind those stumps. But then let's look at the bowling of Australia. First, Megha Schultz, 1 for 11. Ash Gardner, 2 for 48. Annabel Sutherland, 2 for 41, and Georgia Warren, 2 for 22. I've held back the name of Alina King because she won the Player of the Match award. Look at her figures. 10 overs, 4 maidens, 18 runs, and 2 wickets. What a fantastic leg spin bowler, world-class bowler. Humble, but then she is a real darter, isn't she? She'll just spin that ball across the right-hander, and the wrong arm turns in very sharply towards the pads. Well bowled, Alina. 10 overs, 4 maidens, 18 for 2. Australia get there with ease, isn't it? 24.5 overs, 202 for no loss. Alisa Healy, back-to-back hundreds, 113 not out in 77 deliveries. Strike rate of 146.7 and 20 boundaries. Imagine. Pobia Lynchfield, 86 not out, the fellow opener in 72 deliveries. She had 12 boundaries and 1-6. So dominant Aussie performance as they qualified for the semi-finals. They richly deserve to do so because they are a fantastic outfit. Yeah, today's game coming up, if Mother Nature is kind to us, is between Sri Lanka and South Africa at the R. Premadasa Stadium. Support Sri Lanka cricket, please go and watch the match. And I bring this news to you on behalf of my co-host Lakit Pires as well, because this is a message that has been given to us. The gates are free Come on, go and support our ladies, is the message. Thanks for listening. I'm going to spin you an old favorite of mine. You'll love it.